Cain spoke to Abel his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel your brother?" He said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" And the Lord said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground." The story of Cain and Abel is a warning against pride, jealousy, and sin. Repeatedly, Moses speaks of the relation between the two men. They were brothers, the eldest of Adam's children. Rather than being the hope of redemption as desired by Eve, Cain showed how sin and rebelliousness is passed from father to child. No one born of a human father can redeem another from sin and eternal death. Yet God accused Cain of saying that we are our brother's keeper. The way that we treat each other is a reflection on the way we accept God's rich grace and mercy. Those who reject the physical and spiritual gifts from God are also selfish towards their neighbor. Many years after Cain introduced murder as the ultimate harm to another, God indeed sent the Redeemer expected by Eve because of God's promise. Jesus, who truly is the Son of Man, born of the Virgin Mary, and the Son of God, conceived by the Holy Spirit, bore the price of our sin. As we are called by the Gospel, given faith in Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit, working through Word and sacraments, we reflect God's love in our dealings with others. We delight in loving our neighbors and being our brother's keeper. May our Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.